The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has finalized a plan for the refuge that aims to protect wildlife and fish while at the same time allowing public use. There's still controversy over restrictions on motor and airboat use in parts of the refuge at certain times of the year. U.S. Congressman Ron Kind says the state constitution guarantees the state's right to regulate transportation on backwaters of the river, but it's unclear whether rules adopted by the Fish and Wildlife Service to protect wildlife are also valid. Kind says state and federal officials have worked closely to protect the river in the past, and he hopes that continues.
Elected officials and those in the various agencies need to tone down the rhetoric a little bit, step back and take a breath, and continue communicating, because there's so much that we do have in common and so much success that's already been had in the refuge that you don't want to see that jeopardized or broken down right now.
Kind says he expects the federal rulemaking process to go well, but says funding for projects may be more difficult given the tight federal budget. The state must still adopt the rules if the DNR is to help enforce the new plan. Some elected state officials say they oppose parts of the plan and say rules may not be approved. That would leave enforcement up to the Fish and Wildlife Service alone. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.